You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
James Milner to score and Man City to win is a headline offer at 7-2. Charlie Austin to score and QPR to win is 25-1. Lee, I wouldn't fancy that headline offer of James Milner to score and Man City to win at 7-2 very much.
Although earlier in the season they put that up, didn't they? And it came in.
I think
when they stuck him up front when they had no strikers, but no, I wouldn't necessarily fancy it. Could be one of his last games, actually, for City. That sounds like he's going to be on his way at the end of the season. Probably be a very good player for maybe someone just outside
the top. He'd go to somewhere like Stoke, won't he?
I think he might go to... I think it'd be a good sign for a club like Liverpool, to be honest.
Well, Liverpool are supposed to be interesting.
Yeah, I think he'd be he's not a replacement for Gerrard by any stretch, but I think he's a lot better than people give him credit for, Milner. He's very versatile. You know, obviously covers every blade of grass, etc., etc. Tell you what I was looking at. I was looking at QPR's injury list. I mean, they've nearly got a full team out at the minute. They're down anyway. 1 to 100 to be relegated. Will be relegated if they lose this game. And they will lose this game to Manchester City. Now, Man City haven't been massively convincing against West Ham. They almost conceded it late on and looked to have become very complacent against Villa. Of course, they were very lucky. The 1-0 win at Tottenham was fair enough. As I've been saying and boring people with for weeks now, still cannot back Man City at odds on, even against QPR at home. But I can get involved with Aguero again. Scored first in each of his last three games. I've been banging on about this bet for the last three or four weeks as well. And I'm just going to keep it simple here. I think he'll score in the game again. A few ways of backing him, of course. Anytime, he's a little bit short for me at 4-9. Two or more, 19-10. I could play that. To score first is 5-2. And if you put him to score first in the City win, that's another way of playing it. He's obviously scored goals against QPR, and his most famous goal, of course, was against QPR, wasn't it, to win? So, I mean, it's like an ultimate mug bet, isn't it, where, you know, I'm sure he must love the memories of playing against QPR. Man City to win and Aguero to score first is 14-5.
Okay. Yeah, you know, it is hard. That strikes me as a decent bet, that, because when you watch City now, he looks like their only likely scorer, doesn't he? You know, he's a sensational finisher, we know. And you look at some of the odds here to score at any time for the City players, and about six or seven of them are odds on, including David Silva odds on. Would you look like Silva odds on to score? I mean, if QPR couldn't beat Liverpool last week, a Liverpool team that I thought had checked out, and they only drew a home to West Ham the week before that, they're not going to go to City and win. And I know that City are 2-9. You don't really want to be back in that. But there's no other option. It's you know, QPR are down and Man City will win this. Just try and find a bet in the game. It's a tough one, but I wouldn't argue with what Lee just said.
The interesting thing about QPR's away form is it's got no better, really. I mean, yeah, they're conceding plenty of goals still, aren't they? Actually, just looking at who they concede against, you know, obviously concede against strikers, but a few midfielders as well on there. So, I mean, suppose if you want to look at goal scores, you could go a bit further down. Kolarov at 2-1 if he plays. I like Kolarov when he plays, and especially if he gets a free kick. Got a fantastic shot on him, hasn't he? Maybe some of the centre backs.
I think that's a shocking price.
Still short,
yeah,
isn't
I do
it?
As well, yeah.
A left back 2-1 to score at any
still
time.
Still really short, isn't it?
It's tough to find any value in those goal scorer prices because Manchester City are so short at 2-9.
Hat-trick 17-2 for Sergio Aguero.
At least Aguero's chasing something, though, isn't he? He still needs to solidify his position at the top of the scorer chart, so at least he's got something to play for.
And he's trying.
Manchester City don't.
I think over the last month, Joe Hart, Milner, maybe a couple of others have been the only ones when you watch them who really look to be busting a got, who are really, like, you know, having a right go at the teammates, you know, when a mood breaks down.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.